From a suspended MP's dressing down before the Madlanga Commission over alleged IT issues to a police van's pothole predicament in Gqeberha. These are just some of the stories you may have missed this week thus far. My name's Graham Robenheimer, and this is News24's Unread. While he's not taking his role as commission witness, nor as member of parliament, or the South Africans that he's meant to serve seriously. That's how retired Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga charged suspended MP Fadil Adams' conduct before the commission this week as they look into claims that criminals have captured our criminal justice system. This was all prompted by Adams' claims that his work laptop's been faulty, but Parliament itself says he's been talking nonsense. As News24's Karen Morne reports, evidence leader Matthew Chaskelson says the commission asked Adams last October to submit a formal statement in response to questions regarding criminal complaints that he brought against members of the SAPS Crime Intelligence Unit. These are the same complaints that prompted the unit IDAC to launch investigations, which Madlanga questioned the veracity of and which led to head advocate Andrea Johnson's recent resignation. But 10 months later, Adams only submitted a statement last Monday night, with the National Coloured Congress leader saying he only received the notice some 3 months ago, blaming the delays on his faulty work laptop. Adams told Madlanga that, quote-unquote, Parliament can confirm that I have a very problematic laptop. The thing is, Parliament has since confirmed that this is not the case and has pulled up its ICT records revealing the Adams contradiction that his laptop has not been malfunctioning for 18 months. Madlanga blasted Adams, claiming that if his version is true, he's failing as a parliamentarian and the people he's meant to be serving. Adams will now only answer questions next Wednesday. In the meantime, he remains suspended from Parliament and his salary docked for breaking ethical rules by sharing a DA staffer's personal details online. Staying in Parliament, and it seems not a month goes by these days without a fresh scandal plaguing the Social Development Ministry. It's a department that's supposed to be uplifting the country's less fortunate. This time, it's over revelations that the department's been wasting millions on media communications. As News24's Sunay Payne reports, hauled before Parliament, the department's Xolile Brukwe faced a grilling over more than 600,000 rand spent on temporary accommodation costs for their then acting head of communications, Sandy Kotlwana. Her fully paid stay in Pretoria for 9 months saw her handing the department's crisis communications, like urgent press releases, before getting the job full time. MPs also heard from Brukwe that the department shelled out 1.4 million rand to service providers just to write and edit public speeches. These providers have since been suspended from doing business with the department, but are now challenging that suspension, according to Brukwe. New Minister Dina Pule has spoken out that the country's most vulnerable should not have to bear the costs of these decisions. Her predecessor, Sisisi Tolashe, was axed in May for, among other reasons, personally hiring and forcing a food aide to hand over a portion of her salary to her daughter. Shifting gears now to sport, and he's that grizzled veteran who constantly ups his game despite the barriers that intense international rugby throws to players nearing their 40s. Well, coach Rassie Erasmus has seen it fit to reward star forward Dion Fury following the work he put in for the Stormers against the All Blacks. A loose forward and hooker, Fury has been called up to the Springboks to face off against the All Blacks at Ellis Park next week Saturday. This will mark Fury's third clash against the All Blacks, his first being the Box 2023 World Cup final win. As News24's Herman Mostert reports, Fury will turn 40 years old in September. It's the same month in which the Box and All Blacks will face off in their fourth and final test of rugby's greatest rivalry in the US city of Baltimore. Fury dazzled the Cape Town crowd with the Stormers' first try this past Friday night, and SA Rugby says the veteran will add, quote-unquote, invaluable experience to the squad, still mulling over a tight 17 win over Argentina in Buenos Aires this last weekend. Some of you in the comments claim coach Rassie should be giving more younger players a chance, whilst others disagree, claiming, hey, at the age of 39, I'm struggling to get out of my work office chair, let alone like Dion Fury taking on the All Blacks. And I couldn't agree more. To this story now, the Public Protector's Office has confirmed to News24 that it's investigating complaints alleging that the new heads of the National Library of South Africa got undue salary increases, all signed off by a board chairperson who just so happens to be a member of Gayton McKenzie's Patriotic Alliance Party. Oh, and if you didn't know, the National Library falls under the ambit of McKenzie's Sports, Arts and Culture Department. A News24 exclusive by investigative journalist Zara Karim. The Public Protector says it's probing the irregular appointment of Ralph Links as CEO of the National Library. Links, by the way, worked with the then Mayor McKenzie at the Central Karoo District Municipality in 2022. Now, it's alleged that Links received an immediate salary increase at the National Library before the NLSA could conclude its organizational restructure, with board chairperson and fellow PA member Bernardo Marillac signing off. News24's also uncovered evidence that these increases were realized thanks in part to a consulting firm report issued by the controversial former SARS executive Luther Lobelo. Papers we've seen revealed that CEO Links was initially considered unsuitable for the job, but landed it anyway. Minister McKenzie's department has apparently since raised concerns with the NLSA about its internal processes, and his spokesperson has since deflected claims of any conflict of interest in Marillac's appointment. To Cape Town, imagine you're sitting on Instagram and you suddenly spot a post advertising the redevelopment of your current home. Well, that's what the former tenants of the Atlantic block of flats in the heart of Sea Point claim happened to them earlier this year. And it's alleged that they were only given 30 days to find another place to live. As News24's Marvin Charles reports, former tenants told him that they were never against the Atlantic being redeveloped to the Shore Club private residences. It's just the way it was all poorly communicated. As property prices soar in the city amidst the growing inequality and cost of living crisis, tenants say they didn't hear anything about the block of flats' future for months on end until they saw the Instagram post and then got official notices to leave by the 1st of April, right before Easter long weekend. Some resided in the so-called Radlantic for about 30 years. Now, the new development, just a stone's throw away from the Sea Point Promenade, will see units go for up to and beyond 8 million. And that's nothing compared to the median price estimate for properties up and down the Atlantic seaboard these days. That's at around nearly 20 million rand, according to this year's local estate agency statistics. And finally, in a story only election silly season could conjure up, a fresh drive to fill all potholes in Nelson Mandela Bay has seen a big one swallow up a local police van. As News24's Lynn Williams reports, the people of Gqeberha have been giggling over the cop car's recent careen into a sinkhole of note on Myrtle Avenue. Police say the on-duty driver had to make a sudden U-turn, but in the absence of any warning signs, misjudged the size of the pothole, tipping the van off the ground. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but the accident came just 2 days after Mayor Babalwa Lobishe announced their new 60 million rand initiative to quote-unquote fill up the bay and speed up road and pothole repairs. Still, Deputy Mayor Gary Van Niekerk told News24 he actually inspected that site and called for action before the accident, but it seems quite evidently nothing came of it. A News24 subscription gets you access to these stories and a whole lot more as and when they're published. That's trusted news first, always. We're back with you bright and early on Sunday morning with your latest edition of Unread. That's it from me, Graham Robenheimer, and cheers for now.